What is your goal for yourself other than to be happy? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. What is your goal for yourself other than to be happy? Do you have any goals for yourself other than to be happy? We were watching The Peaceful Warrior the other night, and in The Peaceful Warrior, at several instances, to be happy was the ultimate goal, that everything was working up, but and then I would be happy, and then I would be happy to accomplish these goals, and then I would be happy, and to accomplish those goals, and then I would be happy. And happiness had to wait until they accomplished it, not thinking that the journey, the path, the trip, the experience, the way to happiness should be happy too. Now, happiness to me is, breathing. Happiness is eating. Happiness is talking. Happiness is loving. Happiness is walking. Happiness is doing my work. Happiness is not doing my work. Putting it aside and going and doing something else. And Rex here, my goodness sakes, we bought him a rawhide bone here. And at first he paid no attention to it. But the minute Little Love started showing some interest in it, then Rex said, "No, just a minute." So we gave Little Love a rawhide bone, but the rawhide bone was as big as Little Love. And so Ellen thought that was just a little bit too much. And so she's going to go out and buy him a Little Love-sized rawhide bone. But Rex didn't pay too much attention to his rawhide bone. And then all of a sudden, it had a new interest because Little Love had an interest in it. And then Rex was a little possessive of it. But the possessiveness was not the fun. The fun was taking it away from Little Love. And sort of taunting Little Love with it and saying, "See, I got this, you don't. I got this, and you don't." And Little Love looks on and he says, "I'm never left out. I'm never left out. If I don't get a bone, I get loving." You know, he says, "I'm always happy." Little Love says, "I don't know anything other than but to be happy. Because I'm happy when I'm sleeping. I'm happy when I'm waking. I'm happy when I'm going in the yard. And you, you give me a beautiful cookie, and it's too big for me. So I take it out in the yard and dig a hole and stick it down there. And then I'll have it later. Now, the critters might come along under the ground and eat it meanwhile. But I've had it for my pleasure. And for me, that big cookie that I can't eat, wow! Or that bone that I can't eat." And he takes them and buries them all over the yard. Did you ever wonder why dogs bury things all over the yard? Well, it's not that they need to bury them. It's that they have fun doing it. To a dog, to dig is one of the most joyful things in the world. It's just like a baby. A baby loves to play in the sand, you know? And a baby has to do what? Ellen makes a gesture of looching at his hand. A baby wants to always something to chew on, because that's part of their growing up. They're constantly looking for food. Constantly looking for something to eat. And so they're constantly being happy because they're constantly being fed. And it goes in and it goes out. And they just have the most wonderful circulatory system or food processing system you could ever imagine. And isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? They're always being happy. Now, when was the last time you were happy? And you're saying right now. Well, that anyone would be happy listening to me talk. I understand that. But the thing is, are you really happy? Are you happy and content, or are you anticipating the end of the talk so you can go do something else? Are you anticipating the end of this morning's breakfast so that you can jump up and go and put things away and get about your work or your activities that you have? Is that what makes you happy? What is it that makes you... If everything we do at the moment we do it doesn't make us happy, we shouldn't be doing it. we really have silliness about ourselves. We should really do everything in the world that makes us happy all the time. And if we can't be happy about it, look for something to be happy about. If you're cleaning toilets, you don't think a thing about it. When I was in the Navy, and I had to teach the boys in our building, we had the Stratford Hotel in Milwaukee, and we were in the Navy, and we were in charge of the hotel, and I was the lieutenant in charge of the maintenance of the hotel. And so I had, several hundred rooms in the hotel filled with either 2 to 6 guys in each room, depending upon how big the room was, you know. And all the guys were attending Marquette University, and they're all part of the Navy. They're all in the Navy. And so we had our Navy inspections and our Navy this, and I would take each one of the guys individually into the bathroom, and I would teach them how to take a razor blade and clean the toilets. And these were old toilets. These were toilets that had been in that hotel for maybe 30 years before the Navy got it. So you can imagine what those toilets looked like, and how the toilets were never really cleaned perfectly around the edges and around underneath there. But we got them clean. And the guys were so strange. They hated it. You know, they'd groan about it and moan about it. But when I would see their mothers, when their mothers would come to visit and see their sons and so on, their mothers would say, "Are you the lieutenant who taught my son how to do that? Are you the one? Are you the one? Oh, he came home and he showed off how he could clean the toilet." And he'd never touched him in his life before that. He never had any interest in anything around the house. And all of a sudden, he was trying to be real Navy, real gung-ho. Everything had to be ship-shape in the house. And my son, I raised him. I wanted him to learn all these things. And I gave him all that I could, and I thought nothing got in. But when he got in the Navy, and then he got in your hands, you know, where you were telling him to, you know, love the toilet, really care about it. And it's part of the necessary things in life, you know. And make it clean, and make it beautiful, and make it sterile, and make it wonderful. And it's great. And they were just so happy with their boys. And of course, naturally, that made me happy. But as I worked with these kids, I was happy. I was not feeling that I had to do some terrible work cleaning up the bathrooms and cleaning out the sinks and cleaning out the drains. I had them take the drains apart in every one of their sinks, in every one of their bathrooms, and get down in there, and you'd be surprised the things that they found down in there, you know, that were in that little U-arm down there. They found all sorts of rings and things, and most of them were so, you know, rusted or so badly corroded, they probably weren't worth anything, but who knows what the diamonds might have been worth, you know. But I didn't care about that. That's not our part. Clean it out, scrub it out good, scour it out, and that hotel was in ship shape when they got it back from the Navy. But it was a great experience. Living every moment and being happy. Doing everything and being happy. And like I told you, the Japanese kamikazes were bombing our aircraft carrier, and I wasn't on duty. So I put my bunk, right, my cot right next to the big gun, the 5-inch gun there, so that I could be in the sunny side of the ship and sit there, because, you know, you're not fighting all the time. It's only when they have a run on you. Then you gotta be ready and stuff. And when you do, then that really is noisy. But I was sitting there and reading, and the guys who were manning the guns and had to be there standing in, you know, at that place, they could not leave because this was attack time. And they would say, "You know, what are you reading?" "You know, I was reading philosophy." "Why?" "It makes me happy, you know, I enjoy it." "Well, tell us about it, you know," because I was their amusement. Here was this crazy guy sitting in his undershorts in the sun there, enjoying the and they had to be on their guns, on their duty, you know, in their proper work uniform to be doing it. And it was a happy time. It was really a happy time. And it's I don't remember anybody on our ship, on our whole ship, in the whole time that I was on our ship, that ever got killed. Nobody. And we were shot by the gunners and strafed by planes, you know, coming in, and the guys would duck out of the way, and they didn't get hit. But it was amazing, really amazing. Well, whatever was the reason, but it was amazing and it was wonderful. And this is what being happy all the time does. It makes every circumstance a loving, happy, wonderful circumstance. I hadn't thought about it until just now that nobody was ever killed, but, you know, it's like the movies, you know? It's like the movies. Nobody ever gets killed in the movies, you know? Fall down, you're shot. It's like the kids playing Cowboys and Indians. Boom, boom, you're dead, you know? Fall down. And these are just happy things, because the reality is that all is in divine order. And that's the joy of it all. You see, we can be happy under all circumstances if we want. Whether it's Rex with his rawhide bone or a little love watching, or the rest of us thinking our thoughts, eagerness to do whatever our day brings. But that's happiness. And that's the way we want to live. And our happiness only comes to us when we give of ourselves unstintingly to whatever it is we're doing, lovingly, joyously, to do it so perfectly, so beautifully, that it is always a joy to our hearts. I was always busy as a kid, but I always found time to go out and wash my dad's car. I couldn't drive it yet. I couldn't do anything, but I'd wash his car, and I'd take the vacuum cleaner out, and I'd vacuum out the inside and scrub it, and I'd clean up his windows, and I'm sure they were probably quite a mess. But, you know, a kid's observation of what is perfect and an adult's observation is sometimes two different things. But it made my dad happy to see me industriously care about the family car and his, what he drove to work. And as soon as he got away from the house, he took out his bottle of Windex, if what he had it in those days, and cleaned the window so he could see out of it. Because, you know, it gets a little smeary when you take the same cloth that you wipe the car with and wipe the window with. But as you're growing up, you learn these things. But I hadn't had all that experience just yet. But I did have the experience of happiness under all circumstances. And even though my dad would growl, he was happy because I cared and because he saw that and it made him feel happy. Well, now you feel happy and have a lovely day and know that you're in my heart all the time because my heart is happy and you're happy and so we're all happy together.
Right.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.